Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott E-News office, hanging out with a bunch of cool people, and we're going to let our host take it away.
Oh, really?
The host with the most.
The hostess with the mostest.
The hostess with the mostest. We got a new setup. We're going to be sitting like this because the last podcast, we're like, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and have this.
Because we like each other.
Because we like each other.
I like these guys
so much.
All right,
Grant in the middle.
See, this is how we do
What's
it.
Up, guys?
Campfires, guys. It's cold outside. Let's make it warm. Mm-hmm. So take it away, Lynette.
Welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording.
We're live. We're ready.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Quad Cities Business Beat. My name is Lynette Hoyt. I am an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. I am the sponsor of this show. We focus on gut health, probiotics, all kinds of good stuff. It's my husband to my left.
Hi.
We're sharing a mic today, so it'll be interesting. Ooh. We've got Grant and Jesse.
We're not trying to make out.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
That's the next segment.
We're starting
Grant
a new podcast.
Jesse with
we're going to call it Weird.
John Hancock and Founding Fathers.
That's
exciting. We're excited. We're excited to have you guys here.
Thank you.
And then, of course, San Martin with Prescott Night Out.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Kind of what we do with this show is we want to talk about local businesses. We want to promote local businesses. We want to find out what's going on. So obviously you've had John Hancock for how long?
Coming up on 4 years.
So. And tell us a little bit of background about you. Then we'll go on to Jesse, find out the background, kind of just tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So I grew up here and took off after high school.
Prescott native.
Yeah. And actually got into cutting hair as a hairdresser first in Missouri. So I did that for about 3 years. I got bored, joined the military, and did that for 8 years.
It's a good place
Most
to go.
Don't
get
that.
Bored, man. I was like, I'm going to join the military. I'm bored.
And then my wife and I are both from here. So we, after the military, moved back here in fall of 2014. And I did not want to go back to cutting women's hair full time. So I was like, what else can I do? I guess I'll be
his wife told
shop.
Him he's not allowed to get bored again because yeah. There's enough military. So
yeah, so
that is so awesome.
So I started the barbershop in December, late December of 2014, and then so I guess it's been 4 years and 2 months.
That's awesome.
Or something like that.
Because I remember when you were down off Montezuma.
Yeah, yeah, that's where we started.
Original location.
Tiny little place. It was like 400 square feet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we blew out a wall and went to 1,000, and then we're in a new location,
our
current location. So we're at 117 East Gurley Street, so the Elks Theater downtown.
Awesome place.
Yeah.
Awesome place.
That's a nice area. I like that. The whole construction of downtown is awesome. Your building is actually really cool.
Yeah,
they did a full remodel of the whole building, and it took a little bit longer. I think they found like an entirely hidden staircase or something.
That's
like
so
that.
Cool. I love that.
Unbeknownst
stuff.
To the plans, and it halted some progress, and they got through it. But
that's great though.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, guess what? We got stairs in here.
Yeah.
Like, what, break down a wall. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on around downtown. You like break down a wall, and all of a sudden, all this cool stuff coming out.
Yeah,
cool
stuff.
Hidden bars.
And more money.
More
money.
That
you're just dumping into it.
Like, more money.
Hey, we discovered a new adventure.
I was looking at the silver lining, my friends.
Yes.
Everybody likes to talk about silver linings. So,
exactly.
You know, I have a couple questions. I know that you guys are actually gearing towards a new building. What is the deals on that? I mean, I know it's a little bit down the way, but you know, I like to ask questions.
Yeah. So, before we get to the new building, because this is where Jesse and I come into play. But I guess Jesse can.
Yeah.
I'll
Jesse,
do your guys'
Jesse
job
talk,
for you real quick.
Yeah, Jesse, talk about
Jesse.
Him.
Who the heck are you?
Who are you? Let's go, Jesse.
So
tell us all about Jesse.
All about Jesse. I like long walks on the beach
and
all that stuff. No, also
when you have time.
When I have time, yeah. Also a Prescott native. Born and raised here, is also with my wife. And so we actually have a second grade picture with Grant and my wife and his wife all in the same class together,
really?
Going way, way back. And so I was a couple years older. But graduated from Prescott High School and went and did the college thing, went and did the military thing. and kind of just was a consultant for a while, had a lot of different paths in life and kind of career paths and all that jazz, but ended up back here around the same time Grant did. And just had a real big entrepreneurial spirit and didn't quite know that where that was going to land us. And so for a while was doing business consulting and just working with a lot of different kind of local businesses and some online and some just out there. And about a year and a half ago, Grant hired me as a consultant for kind of a 6-month stint when he was maybe looking at expanding. And we started doing that. It's kind of been friends over the years and always dreaming about more stuff.
How can we make Prescott better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. And so at the end of the 6 months, Grant's like, I was like, I think I may have another 6 months. He's like, hey, I just want to stick around full time. And so we partnered up at that point and started dreaming and scheming about the next big things. And so that's kind of leading us where we are now. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome. Dreaming. Dreaming. We're Arizona dreaming. We're not California dreaming. We're Arizona dreaming.
That's right.
And Prescott
dreaming.
Yeah,
oh, Prescott. Another hashtag. Hashtag Prescott dreaming.
Yeah, I was just in California. It was last week. Actually, I missed the whole snowfall. I took off Wednesday, took the family to Disneyland, got back Sunday, and I don't know how people live down there. It's insane.
Yeah.
It is insane.
A lot of people, man. I get like irritated with the crowds.
So did you guys stay friends this whole time, or did you kind of just reconnect when you got back to town?
Yeah, reconnect.
Yeah. Oh, and I think it was actually the first weekend he was back in town when he moved back. It was like 4th of July or something, and we ran into him on the square and just like, he's like, I just got out of military and we're looking at starting a barbershop because there's not enough of them here in town. And it started reconnecting at that point.
Well, and I don't think John Hancock is just a barbershop. I think I've not obviously got my hair done there, but I look at it as an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right. So when I moved back and started, it was a lot more than just the shop, but I think coming from the military and understanding, especially in for me, it was an all male environment, and the camaraderie that you kind of come to expect and experience when you're in there, it's hard to find when you get out and find it in like a healthy kind of outlet. So starting the barbershop was more along the lines of also how do you create kind of a culture within the culture here locally, and then create like a healthy atmosphere and environment for the men of the community come in, and kind of like a throwback to the good old days. But with that being said, you know, you have a lot of the ability to kind of share community and network and all the other benefits and stuff like that you would get in an environment.
So what do you actually, what are some of the services you have besides barber?
That is it. That's all we do. Barber. Okay. just haircut. No, shave, haircuts. Obviously have a bunch of different products and a little bit of men's color, beard trims, so pretty just,
but most definitely, I mean, to speak to that a little, one of the first things I do when I was consulting with somebody is let's evaluate where the company is at and what are we doing well with, what are we not doing well with. Let's ask ourselves, let's go ask our customers. And so we did that with Grant, and by far and away, I mean, everybody loved the haircut. There was kind of no denying it was the best barbershop in town, giving the best cuts in town. But what everybody came back to was not just that, but it was the experience. Grant, I mean, kind of intentionally slowed everything down. It wasn't about, hey, let's just get you in 5 minutes and get you out. There's other places you can go in town for that. But he kind of has trained all the barbers, let's do a 30-minute experience and show up, and we're going to offer them a beer or a coffee or a soda. We're going to get to know them and have them come back, and it's going to be kind of this more connecting experience because one, that's just who Grant is naturally, and so it's outflowed from him, but then that's really what the shop became and what people were really excited about. And so I mean, that was by far more than any other company I had done. It was just people who loved the experience more than the product. The product is like, yeah, hey, I get an awesome haircut, but that's kind of expected. But what's even better is my barber knows my name and he remembers what's going on in my life. And every time I go there, I mean, guys don't get to pamper themselves very often, accent or kind of...
What does that mean?
I know, right? And especially like in a way that like culture or the wives or the spouses are okay with, because we're going to go hang out with the guys and it's a something that's maybe negative, or I'm hanging out at the bar too late, but hanging out at the barbershop for an afternoon is a cool thing and it's a fun thing, and then you're meeting and you're rubbing shoulders with other business owners and other people. And so really that was the exciting thing. And so as we, over our 6 months consulting, and then even from on, it was like, well, that's what people love, so let's just offer more of that. And that's, I mean, as we're growing, as we're looking at new things, it's more, yeah, we're going to sell some services, but it's more about that experience, because that's what people are drawn to.
And honestly, it's really relational versus transactional.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely.
And I think that's with a lot of businesses now, as they're going to that, is, you know, just building that rapport with people, and they feel comfortable, and they're going to want to return.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So is the new building that you have, is it going to be just strictly guys only?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. No. No, we'll have plenty
ID of, checks at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one. It's a chick dressed up like a dude. You got to get out of here. Well, I over the weekend, we were actually chatting about you guys. And so they were like, oh, it's an all-boys thing. I was like, I didn't think it was going to be an all-boys thing. I mean, what they got to offer, it should be able to be offered to everybody. But she's like, nope, it's all guys. We're going to start our own girls club. And I'm like, dang. So you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, yeah. So we're really just capitalizing on the experience of stuff that most of us already spend money on anyways, which is either a good beer, coffee, a haircut, a gym, you know, little stuff like that within the community, and we're just putting it all in one under one roof. And so the only part of it that will remain pretty much masculine, it really is just the haircutting side of it. So yeah. Of course, women can come in and have a good cup of coffee, or they can come in and, if they want, go to the gym, or they can, you know, grab a beer, or whatever. So it really is just opens up, I guess, a conversation for experience on a lot more broader base across the spectrum for male and female. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going after.
Well, we actually nip that in the butt real quick. Yeah.
But
is,
I mean,
is it butt or is it bud? Nip it in the bud. Nipping in the butt.
It is butt.
Yeah. See how I look to you for these.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I'm like, guy. Zach, can you verify this?
In the butt out of here.
We got that one liner
coming
up.
So now you're just giving, you know.
Yeah, too much information.
The future. Yeah. You got to nip your butts because, you know, spring's coming.
Yeah. But one of the things we are doing, I mean, I talked to that just a little, is that. I don't know quite how to say it, but like, I mean, with the barbershop, obviously it's a masculine feel, and part of the experience has been guys of like, hey, this is a safe, cool place for me to connect. And we have wanted to do that. And so, I mean, our design, our feel is going to be masculine. I mean, but not like in a sexist way. And that's kind of one of those hard things. It's become like this politicized, like dichotomized thing. And we're trying to pull back from that. And like, we're not making a statement about who's better or what. But I mean, if you walk into a salon, there's a feminine feel to that. And that's awesome, because that's a place where they want to feel, ladies want to go and feel comfortable and connect. And so part of us doubling down on that experience is that we're not afraid to make it a masculine kind of cool, comfortable hangout place for guys and for girls. We want that both, but just the, I mean, not back away from like, yeah, it's a masculine kind of environment, but hopefully everybody feels comfortable there.
Yeah.
Is it kind of the same look and feel as John Hancock? Is that what the new concept?
No, we're changing up a little bit. So we're going back to like a 1920s era, like pre-prohibition.
Yeah. Our designer.
Look at my husband. Yeah, like
it's going to be great.
He's got this look on his face.
The designer. Our designer told us that the rustic. I mean, because right now we have kind of the modern rustic, uh-huh. And they're like that. Yeah, that's kind of at the end of its game. And especially since we're pouring a lot of effort and money into this, they're like, let's go with something a little bit more classic. And so we're doing kind of that modern classic feel, that 1920s prohibition kind of feel. So it should be really cool. We've seen all the concepts, and it's going to hopefully be a cool place.
So we need to find out, where is this place going to be?
Okay, so we...
Everybody get your vision on, because you got a vision.
218 North Granite Street. So if you guys know where the train trestle is, down on Granite Street, we're right before that on the left-hand side of the west side of the road, and it's a single-story red block, mason block building. So it used to be an old, a vintage kind of like store.
Antique shop.
Antique shop. And then Prescott College had a classroom like there for
studio
several
stuff.
Years.
And most people actually know it because it's next to the traffic survival school. And so people are like, oh, yeah, I got pulled over. I had to go.
Right there.
Everybody's like, oh, I know
exactly what's up. I've been there before.
Yeah, like, so it's next to the church. So they're like, where? Like, to the survival school. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, I know that one right there.
So what is the favorite part about the new building or the new idea that's coming out? I mean, on both of your guys' behalf. What is it? I already know mine. It's going to be like, what was it, 125 taps?
Yeah. 287.
You guys hear first. Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like my little, like, oh, my gosh, great invention.
Yeah.
But share what your guys' ideas.
Oh, it's also about Jesse. It's
the whole thing.
It is.
65 taps. But it is going to be the largest Northern Arizona. And the nice thing with that is hopefully when you get to that much, you can give everybody kind of their mainstay. Like, hey, here's what you're used to. But then we can introduce people and have people. Kind of introduce and just try stuff that they haven't tried.
Yeah, beer tasting.
Yeah, most definitely. And then it gives us leverage with a lot of the breweries so we can get some of those specialty cooler things and kind of make even Prescott, not just Founding Fathers, but Prescott one of those kind of cool, hip destination places where we only get kegs that maybe nobody else in Arizona is getting.
Dude, nobody's going to have a San Martin 311.
And that's right.
Awesome. What is this?
Zach doesn't know. He got a beer after him.
Oh, no, we discussed.
Oh, did you? Together. Oh, okay.
Oh, but you know what I'm talking about? Brandon Mountain Brewery is going to brew a San Martin 311. Nice. You guys got to come try it out. I'm hoping that they got my taste buds. But, I mean, so 64 beers, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Is any of them going to be root beer?
Yeah, we will.
I don't like beer.
We'll have some ciders. Tea. We'll actually have some wines. We'll have like coffee, some cold brew coffee, some nitro coffees, some kombucha teas, and maybe some sodas. And so it there's gonna be a nice kind of variety to hopefully.
Is there gonna be food or is it just beverages?
There will be food.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah, we're kind of doing two different food concepts. One is we're partnering with Modern Day Forager. And so they're going to be doing kind of the gourmet to go stuff for us because they do incredible stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll be doing like sandwiches and salads and like breakfast and granolas and their pastries and all of that. And then Arizona just changed their
regulation back August 5th regarding how to properly implement, I guess, food trucks. And so we'll be putting like one or two food trucks outside at all times.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Nice. We have some very, very cool Prescott connections into that and some cool, like, we're hopefully launching two of them and they're both going to be really excited, but we don't want to preemptively throw those people under the
bus,
the food cart.
This is a great idea. I love when innovative ideas, dreamers that come into Prescott that want to go ahead and see things, you know, come to, you know,
fruition. Yeah.
Fruition?
Yeah.
Fruition.
And that's the same area that's being redeveloped anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is. So,
awesome.
But back to, so the 65 taps I'm excited about. That's not my most excited thing. So if I can answer that question, most definitely, I mean, I know, forget that. Let's talk about the beer, damn it. But I would say, I mean, right now, with the shop kept on growing, we started with 5 chairs. Now we're up to 7. We've kind of taken more and more as we've expanded, which has been awesome. I mean, we're getting booked out all day, every day, and we're like, ah, man, we just got to add more chairs. But with that, we've taken away a lot of that community space in the Hancock in our current location. So we had to take down the shuffleboard, and the darts are a little bit more dangerous now with that many people in there.
You'd be like, here, have a seat.
This sounds like more fun.
Right?
Have a seat. We'll have a discount chair if you can get hit.
We'll give you a whiskey and a sharp object in a crowded room and tell you to have fun.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
But even to the point where, like, it's for us to hang out there when we're not working is hard just because it's so busy. And so this, I mean, we're going from, I don't know, whatever, 1,500 square feet to almost 12,000 square feet.
No, 1,300 square feet to just shy of 13,000 square feet.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You guys are going to have
just a little upgrade.
And so I'm just excited. I mean, one, for us, I mean, that's part of why we always came back to, like, that's just, I mean, even if it flops, it's just create a cool place that we want to hang out at, and hopefully other people do too. But if nothing else, we'll have a really cool building that we like to be at. But I'm excited to get that, like, more of that community space back, because it is a cool, it's cool to hang out and for me to open up my laptop and work, and just be hanging out and talking with people and seeing other people experience that. And because that is part of that experience, not just the barber, but maybe showing up earlier, hanging out afterwards, and rubbing shoulders with the guy you haven't seen in a while. And so I'm really, that's probably what I'm most excited about, is it is a cool community John Hancock has, and the founding fathers will hopefully expound on just that cool community aspect of giving people that third place to kind of just gather and experience community. So
I'm excited.
What's going to be your favorite part?
That was literally the exact same thing.
The beer.
I'm just pumped to create a place where people can come together and, like, hang out. That's really what that's the coolest thing about it, is, like, I'd want to go hang out there, so let's just create it.
Nice. So that's where the founding fathers' name is coming from. Just, I mean, in general, how many people are on the founding fathers?
So right,
is it committee or crew?
Yeah. Well, right now it's Jesse and myself, and the name actually came just. It's kind of a we're just playing off of, like, John Hancock, the barbershop. And so all the names for the concepts within Founding Fathers, like the building itself is Founding Fathers. And then we have 76 is the name of the speakeasy that's going to be in there. Merchant's Coffee House, which I'll explain in a second. And then City Tavern, and then John Hancock Barbershop. So City Tavern, or the tap room, and then Merchant's Coffee House is where the Declaration of Independence was written by the Founding Fathers. And then they wrote it in City Tavern, and then they read it to the public for the first time in Merchant's Coffee House. And so it was the same building, but they had two different businesses in the same building.
You guys are like, so, yes, this is what's going to happen. Right? Talk about dreaming, dude.
You didn't realize you're going to get a history lesson.
No. But I did. And then all of a sudden, I'm here. I'm like that's very innovative. Very innovative. Yeah.
And then, like, a little bit of history for you. I guess Jesse's, like, great grandfather 19th removed or something like that was one of the guys that signed the declaration. So
yeah, jeez. He was actually, yeah. So I found that out later. I was at a family gathering, and I was telling the story of, like, well, City Tavern is kind of, I mean, it was right next to Independence Hall, so that's where they're hanging out, drinking beers and working on the drafts. And then the Merchant Coffee, and they're like, well, that's because of Robert Livingston, right? And I'm like, well, don't you know? Like, your 18th, yeah, great-grandfather was one of the Circle of Five, so it was, like, Benjamin Franklin and, like, those, the five guys who were, like, in City Tavern. And they're like, oh, we figured you maybe. So I found out that, like, yeah, my 8th great grandfather hung out in City Tavern writing the Declaration of Independence. So that was just a cool connection after the fact.
That is, like, so awesome.
Yeah, of course. So that's really why I named it that.
So really what you're saying is you're famous.
And you guys did it over beer.
We can attribute our freedom somehow to Jesse.
That's right.
So the consulting needs to come with a nice brewed beer.
Yes.
And there should be, like, a consulting hour for Jesse. I mean, like, seriously.
All the tables, just Declaration of Independence. Burnt into the tables, you know, so you need a history lesson right there.
Yeah, there we go. Give you something to read.
So right now, I think there's five businesses, and it's officially the Founding Fathers Collective, and because it is going to be a collective of businesses, and so right now there's five. But then also part of our passion is that we're enjoying this a lot, and so we're kind of making that umbrella company one for us. So we're kind of building it out in the way that it has the HR department, it has the legal department, the finance, the marketing, and it runs that for all of our other companies. So down the road, hopefully we can keep on either franchising this or opening up different locations, or as the whim hits and as we kind of have opportunity either to start our own or to invite people into that of, like, hey, do you really love what you're doing, but you hate the bookkeeping and all the other annoying things? Because people love what they do. They're like, hey, I'm really great at cooking this, but then they start a business and it's really hard because they don't know all the other stuff. And so part of our dream is we love doing this and we're having fun, and we like, I mean, connecting with people and giving people opportunity to do what they do. And so that's part of the hope of Founding Fathers Collective is, hey, maybe come join the collective and we'll take care of your HR, your bookkeeping, your legal, and all those different things. And then we free you up to do what you love. And as long as kind of you match that, hey, we want to make Prescott a great place and give people a great experience, then hopefully, yeah. So that's part of that dream. So right now, five, but maybe someday the collective will be kind of a larger
presence. Five and a half, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Five and a half.
Maybe six.
Sons are coming out.
Okay, so what is your time frame
2028.
Dang.
We gotta wait. No.
Which is good, because originally Grant was like, next week.
Yeah, so he got sat down and like, listen,
we finally broken his spirit of when a realistic timeline is.
Shooting for, I know it's a huge undertaking. Yeah,
third quarter, I think, is what we're reasonably shooting for this year. So end of third quarter, mid third quarter, something like that. So
it'll go fast.
September, October. And yeah, there's not too much. There really isn't too much of a build out. I mean, most of it's just partitioning walls, and a lot of it's just more on the.
Yeah, we've been playing
fancying it up.
The finance game, and then the permit game. And so we're hopefully right at the end. I mean, we're totally financed now, which is nice. And then we're at the very, very last piece of the permitting and all the architecture. So
that's what you think.
I know. That's what we've been telling ourselves every
until you open up another can of worms.
Right. And then we get a staircase somewhere in the building. I know it's right there. It's got to be there.
You got to look for that thing. Watch. Yeah. So, okay, so this is going to be, you're going to still have 7 chairs in this building. Are you going to open that up a little bit more?
Yeah, so we're going to a 9-chair shop, and then we're doing 2 additional chairs that will be attached to the main barber shop, but it'll be an executive barber suite. And so the idea or concept with that is more of just personalized experience. So for bachelor parties or maybe like, you can still get a haircut, but if you wanted a haircut within that space, you would be getting a haircut from like one of the senior barbers at the shop. And then the price point might be a little bit higher. But then on top of that, the experience is like, we have a front desk concierge that would come in and like bring you your own personal drink, or, you know, specialized newspaper, or the TV might be on the station you like. So just kind of like a litany of some basic questions to really cater it to how you would like the service. And then when you come in, if you make that kind of a ritual thing every month, you know, it's like, hey, we can pander more to like what you want. So
nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. Or parties, or, you know, whatever. Hey, I want a bachelor party here.
Yeah. Let's all get our haircuts and beards trimmed.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening more and more of just before the wedding, the groomsmen or bachelor parties, they're renting out the whole shop, which is cool, but it throws a lot of our regulars off. So we've talked about, hey, let's just have a cool special room where maybe they rent it out for 2 hours. We give them a couple barbers, give them all straight razor shaves and a keg of beer or something. And so
keg of beer
for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's going to be fun. I'll be like, this is definitely a great bachelor time.
Taking straight razor shaves before the keg of beer.
That's right. We teach it to do on each other, like the lesson time.
Well, I know Grant has a pretty steady hand, you know, but
not after a keg of beer, probably not.
That's so amazing.
Trusted my neck to him. So,
what's something we don't know? What's something we don't know about both of you? What's something we don't know about John Hancock? What's something we don't know about the new concept?
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of things. I can start with one. Yeah. While you're thinking, yeah. I mean, he mentioned the 7-6, which is our speakeasy concept. We're really excited about that. It's going to be members only, and we're pre-selling membership right now, and they're starting to get sold out. And kind of just a couple different concepts. At the core of it was, again, this desire just for people to have community. And there's the side of the Prescott bar scene, which is awesome, but it draws a lot of tourism, and especially on Whiskey Row. You kind of walk in there and just like, hey, this is not necessarily going to be a chill time where I can just let my hair down. I might be, just kind of
missed out quickly. Yeah. Because
yeah, loud music.
There's a line of people that want to come in.
Yeah. And so not even so much with just the exclusivity of it, but at making it a members only, we know, okay, we're selling to Prescott people. And so when I go in there, I know it's going to be just a chill environment with people that I know that these are the 100 members that we have. And with that, I mean, and so it's going to be a cool, like, back, you pull the right book in the bookcase and it opens up.
Thumbprint, cool. You know, a bust of Thomas Jefferson or something.
And something
cool.
And we'll have some of the, like, the higher end specialty taps back there that you might not be able to get any other place.
San Martin 311?
Yes. That's right. The only place you can get that right there in Prescott.
The only place.
And we have some master bartenders working on some really cool menus for us. So it's going to be just a really cool place, but we're excited about that. And then one of the things that with that is we're also kind of playing around with this idea and launching our first ones coming up right now is like Founding Fathers experiences. So once you're a part of like, hey, you've bought into this, that you're excited about connecting with guys here, you're excited about this, and we all love Prescott. And so we're going to kind of take those members, and then depending on how successful it is, might offer it to everybody, but just like, hey, let's do cool things in Prescott. So our first one, we're partnering with some people from Park Plaza, and we're going to do a whiskey tasting, and just like, hey, tell us who you are, and let's get us guys together, and then there's girls on it as well, and just hang out, have some whiskey, spend an afternoon doing something fun, learning more about another business in Prescott, highlighting other people, and so just kind of hopefully kind of the center of our experience will be in that speakeasy of just a really cool community of people who obviously have bought in so much that they say, hey, we'll put some money on the line to buy a membership just to have this community. And then we're really excited about making that like a really cool experience for people. So
awesome.
There's also something, he was nominated like the best man in Prescott. What was it? Prescott area or?
Oh, Powell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Prescott area leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Facebook stuff.
I Facebook.
I do.
So I made it to the finalist of the Man of the Year for the Prescott area leadership. So,
nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That works out, man.
Yeah.
So
I have to be honest. So I was talking to Sheila Mangarelli, and she's like, well, you might as well just quit because Stan's in there. And she's like, he's obviously going to win. He's Stan, like, oh, but I'm cheering for you to have second place. But he's like, all. And so
that's messed up. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
How can you compete against Stan? You
know? I know, that's right.
Who's Stan?
You don't know Stan. Well, whoa.
Let's talk about Stan.
He's a living legend around this place.
Yeah, he is.
What's he doing?
No, he's a retired military guy, and then sits on the school board for Yavapai superintendent.
Yeah, he was special forces and deployed a lot of times, and then he was working for Langley, and then
he's like 6'8" and freaking.
Yeah, you might not know him because there's just like a glow around him, and you have to kind of look away.
So essentially, you're not winning.
No, but I'm shooting for second place because he was like working at Langley, like helping the government, and heard like that Prescott High School had a need, and they're like, he's like, hey, let me leave my career and everything and go like, and so he's an incredible guy, and jeez. So,
Sorry,
so second man of the year right here. That's my.
That should be the
second. Second best.
It's
another pretty hashtag.
Good. Yeah, second best. Something that you could work out for next year. Yeah. Saying, hey, you know what? Let's just try for the second best.
Ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, that sucks.
Did I see online you're going to have clothing too?
Yeah, we have a men's. We're going to be. Having like a men's retail, so more like high end boutique, like unique stuff you can't really find around.
Kind of our little tagline for it's like you can't buy it on Amazon. So it's either going to be like locally sourced or have a cool story or a cool vision behind it. But I mean, kind of back to that experience, people can buy products on Amazon all day long, but if they want experience, that's what they pay for. Uh-huh. And so kind of doubling down on that idea of like, hey, if we're going to start a men's retail part of this, let's kind of have that experience based as well. So
yep, and that's called True North.
No.
What did we just come up with a name?
He's like,
Sean, are you listening? He's like, hopefully Sean's out there. Marin.
So Sean Marin, he's our lead on that, and he's incredible. He's a marketing guru. He's a branding guru. He's been in California. He's worked for Disney and Fox and all this. And so Grant and I came up with our best idea, what we thought we were cool, and he came and he's like, no, that's totally lame.
That sucks.
Man of cloth.
Yeah. So he's actually, and he's worked with a lot of men's retail in California, and so he's bringing in some of those connections. And so we're actually starting a clothing line and brand along with it. So it's going to be called Lost Territory.
True North Territory.
The ideas are still popping out.
No, it
he's not willing to give
Lost
up
Territory.
That.
Yeah. Lost Territory. And so it is. It's gonna have just some cool, nicer, higher-end clothes for guys, but then also a lot of that, just those things with story behind it. So.
Okay, so I'm not trying to push the female agenda or anything, but if a woman wanted to get a haircut at John Hancock, can they get a haircut?
Are they
all barbers?
No, we have almost half the staff is female, for starters, and then ironically enough, somehow almost the entire staff started as hairdressers before they were barbers. And we do have some ladies that come in for haircuts, but they primarily are more like the androgynous, shorter haircuts, maybe clipper cuts.
Okay, so a woman wouldn't feel uncomfortable
It's kind of like
where they would go
if they were to walk in and they had long hair, and we just don't specialize in that. Okay. We, yeah, so it's more of
he still won't give me a perm, so he's not
going to
give it to.
No, yeah. Perms allowed.
You could learn. You
so
know,
it's Zach more
looks
like
he has a perm right now, but yeah, he's Zach, got some
Zach's
major natural
perm.
Curly.
Yeah,
oh let's gosh. Go, Zach.
Never mind. Yeah. I'm sold. We'll start offering it now.
But it is like it's a very small number of like some of the ladies that come in. You know, exactly. They know what they want. It's like, hey, I want a 0 degree fade or something, and you know, like I said, an androgynous type look.
Okay. Just
but we do keep on getting a request for Jane Hancock someday.
Okay.
To have our the salon side of what we do, but
yeah, I mean, there's a million salons.
I know that's what we said.
But there's not a Jane Hancock.
I know there's not a Jane Hancock.
Or whatever we call it.
We like what we do.
Guys can have their thing. Yeah. I'm totally for that. Yeah. So women have their things. Guys can have their things.
Most definitely.
Yeah, we had a lot of those questions that are coming out, and it was a great conversation. But you know, to acknowledge that it is going to be more focused on that. I actually did a tour at your guys' place, and you showed me around, and you had the blueprints, and the backyard was something that I was kind of like really excited about. So
yeah, so actually to touch on that, so I believe we might have the most amount of outside space downtown. Ooh-hoo. Than anybody else.
Yeah.
So we're. Part of that is a 1,500 square foot back deck that we're going to be putting on there. And then the back side of our building, which is the west side, it looks right over the creek. And so we own about 80 yards of the creek. And we're going to go in and clean that whole area up with landscaping crews and really make it pretty scenic and enjoyable for anybody who obviously is coming to hang out at Founding Fathers. So yeah.
Nice.
I mean, we really do believe. I mean, both of us are on the Granite Creek Corridor. Like restoration committee, and
smart,
yeah. But I mean, but we joined that because I mean, it's a really cool path, and it's a really cool piece of Prescott that's just totally underutilized.
It's the creek.
I know it is. Yeah,
it's the creek.
But there's like so much. I mean, along McCormick, some of those businesses that could open up to the back of it, we just don't right now. It's just kind of like this, but it really could be cool. And so we're trying to hopefully set an example of what it could be of really making the most of that. So we are going to landscape it. We're going to put the big deck out over it. We're going to have, I mean, hopefully a lot of picnic tables and just some places where people can come with their dogs and grab some food from the food carts and hang out there. But yeah, it's a beautiful creek when you actually walk it, and especially if we clean it all up and kind of band together as Prescott, like, yeah, let's reclaim this place. And so we're hoping to set that example a little.
So the 13,000 just jumped up to 15,000, guys.
15, I guess so. I didn't even think of the,
Yeah, 15.
Usable, back deck space. Sure.
Well, something around there.
There's a brewery up in Montana where I grew up, and it's Tamarack, and that's the atmosphere. It's kind of industrial feeling, and it's got this patio creek running by it, and that's kind of what I envision is just like, you just go out, a bunch of umbrellas, people eating, people drinking.
Yeah.
In nature, and every time I'm up there, I just go, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, takes you That's away great. From life for a while.
No, it really does.
Yeah.
And I'm a nature person. I love, I mean, if I can, even right now, we have, with all the snow melting,
oh, awesome.
I'll go set up my office in the cold building right now and just watch the water and work on my laptop for a little bit. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool.
Anything else you guys want to add?
That was my what do we not know about Grant?
Oh yeah, what do we not know about Grant?
He's one of the top rated snipers in America.
There you go.
There we go.
That's awesome.
I guess so.
But not the top. He's the first loser on that.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
the
first loser.
Hashtag second best.
Definitely second.
Well, there you go. You guys are both on category.
232nd best.
So I have to ask because it's a bad habit is still cigars. I know throughout the time. Will there be that aspect of being able to smoke on the back patio?
I don't know. I mean, it might be possible, like doable. We actually haven't ruled that out, but we actually have like a whole nother concept. Phase 2, which I'm not going to go into at all. But after we get done with this, there's a phase 2.
Dreamers, man, dreamers.
And it's going to be sweet. It will actually have the ability to have cigars.
Yeah. So when we had because Grant's the dreamer and I'm the boring money guy, numbers guy in the back room. So we've had, I mean, if you think of an idea like underground bowling alleys and like Grant's called me at 3 a.m. like, hey dude, here's our idea. We got to do this shooting range off the roof downtown. And so
I'm already trying to figure out how to get a shooting
range within
or
the
gun
city.
Store in the building as well. I think it can happen.
Yeah, but yeah, we've talked about cigars a lot. Where I'm, that's, I mean, yeah, since I was way too young to not legally do that, I mean, smoking a cigar and playing poker is part of my my spirit animal, and so I'm hoping to someday have that concept with us.
That is awesome. Yes. So, did we come up with any hashtags?
Second best
is good.
Hashtag second best. Well, I think this is actually going to be the first best for me as far as like wanting to go ahead and frequent your place a lot just because of the concept. So one question.
Yeah.
Who's designing the place? Is it a female or is it a man?
It is a female.
It is.
See, girls. See. I don't know what you guys were thinking, but.
We love the ladies. Our website was built by Sadie Sardi. I mean, there's always room. You know, if you're competent at your job, you're on board. Come on.
And that's part of like the side of masculinity is like, we're not trying to make it a sexist thing, but it's just like, hey, like we're also not shy of like, hey, I'm
a dude. I don't want freaking flowers in the barbershop. All right. So,
celebrating and
geared towards the ladies. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We gotta have our little spots.
Yeah, I know.
That is so funny.
Well, I'm a lady and I agree. I totally agree.
I think one of the best compliments I got ever from the barbershop like a year or two ago was a young lady. She's like in her 30s, I guess, with her husband visiting, and they walked in and she somehow found out like I own the spot, and so she's like, I just have to tell you, like, this place is incredible. And she's like, I feel like I shouldn't be in here, but I want to be in here so bad. And I was like, that's awesome. You're totally welcome to be in here. That's great that you feel like that.
Like a man cave, man.
Yeah, she's like, it's like a holy place. Like, I don't know if I should be in here, but I really want to be in here. It's great.
I just like that everything conceptually just works. It just works. It's awesome looking. It's well thought out. I can only imagine what the new space is going to be like.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will be frequenters. I'm sure.
Yeah, so Andrew Horvath, who him and his wife and sons, they moved back to Pennsylvania a couple months ago. But he was one that built out quite a bit of that space. And so he'll be coming back a little bit to lend a hand with certain areas in the new space as well. So
awesome.
That is cool.
Okay. John Hancock, tell us where you are again. You're on social media,
so
because you're still going to be open for a while, so a little while.
Yeah. So we'll be our goal is really to open up all the other concepts in the building prior to the barbershop, and then once everything is kind of up and running for a week or two, and all the kinks are kind of worked out, and everybody knows how the coffee works or the beer or whatever, then we'll just kind of shut down the shop on like a Friday and move the last bits of it, you know, like the chairs and the mirrors, and then just open up on Monday. So that's awesome. The goal.
Yeah,
but we're at 117 East Gurley, so the Elks Theater.
You can't miss it when you drive by. It's on the main.
No,
nope.
It's on the main.
The main stage.
And then social media, you're on John Hancock Facebook. Are you on Instagram? Are you?
Yeah.
You're on all that good stuff.
Yeah, and even our new, so we can give all the official names. So it's Founding Fathers, and so we do have Instagrams, and we have some websites going live for all this, but you can always start with Instagrams where we're starting. So we have Founding Fathers, Merchant Coffee is the coffee house, City Tavern is obviously the tap room, and then Lost Territory is the retail place. Yeah, and then
we're sure about that one.
Yes, it's Lost Territory. Is that, and then the 7-6 is the speakeasy, 7-6 speakeasy. So,
I like it.
Yeah, so go check them out. We're going to start already kind of just posting some of the fun things we're doing.
So people can go and check them out.
Yep, and inviting people to come join us and the fun things we're doing. And
is there one website for the umbrella of it all, or independently?
Yeah, foundingfatherscollective.com.
Okay, awesome, foundingfatherscollective.com. And today we have two gift certificates for haircuts.
Yeah.
So, Facebook watchers, watch this whole thing, go to their Facebook page, like it, come back, say you did it. We'll put your name in a raffle.
Sweet.
I like it.
And then boom. There you go.
And then we're going to have a giveaway for a room makeover. We didn't do that because I think we had snowpocalypse and it kind of took over. So one day we will have, with Charlotte, who is here from Decor in a Day, we're going to do a room makeover, giveaway a room makeover. That was a $500 value.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, that is way cool.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are so excited for you guys. anytime you guys want to come back, let us know.
Awesome. Yeah, this is cool.
Even close I haven't to the noticed opening or whatever.
This little hidden gem is back here.
Yeah, we might be the doing a Quad City Business Beat 2.0.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll just show up at your place.
Yeah, we might just. Cool. We'd like to just start going to places too where we can drop in and go, hey, we're live.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Could we take very a tour? Cool.
We're putting a lot of effort into the technology of our building. Awesome. I mean, the offer people, one, we know a lot of people just work from coffee shops now, and so try to create that space. But then also, again, that collective, like, hey, why not have the technology, have the internet, have all the electricity and everything kind of thought out so that stuff like, hey, if you want to go have a podcast at our building, why not? Let's do it. Let's have it as a creative space. So
I think we can do that.
So, yeah, we'd love to have you guys there. We're hopefully planning it and putting that thought into it ahead of time so that things like this will work and be comfortable there.
Well, and I don't think we have a lot of things in Prescott that, like, is this magnitude.
Yeah.
You know, a store's open and things like that. This is, like, a collective of local people, which is amazing. I'm not from here. Zach's not from here. But you guys are from here, and you growing up here, I mean, this is a pretty big deal.
I think I'd like to point out the fact that we're sitting at a table, which I don't think this ever happens with three Prescott natives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the first time. First time. There's a lot of energy in this little building right here. We're dreamers.
And we were, like, neighbors growing up.
Were you really?
This is, like, right by our building, right?
Yeah.
Small world.
I actually grew up on McCormick Street, downtown Prescott.
Yeah, so it was like a block on one side, and I was over on Campbell Street, so like a block on the other side of our building. So we're all coming home to this building. So
all hometown. Downtown.
That's awesome. I think it's great. Everybody check it out. Check out the websites. Get excited for it, because this is what we need. We need some excitement and people looking forward to new things, and that whole area is being redeveloped anyway. So I think it's just really important to support that.
Yeah, so. Looking forward to it, to be honest. I can't wait.
Yep.
New changes, new things to do.
Woo-hoo.
That's going to be cool.
Cool. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is the Quad City Business Beat. I'm Lynette, Independent Ambassador, Plexus Worldwide. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
See ya.